Now he says here, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, first of all, let me say this, that I was a very poor boy when I went away to college. The fact of the matter is, my dad had died, killed in an accident in a cotton gin in southern Oklahoma. And my mother took my sister and myself. I was 14 years of age, and we went to Nashville, Tennessee, and I had to go to work. I had to get a permit that day for a boy 14 years old to work. And I worked for a wholesale hardware concern. I got the mail of a morning. I'd get up at 5 o'clock, and I'd go and get the mail and take it in and sort it and have it on the desk of all of the officials in each department of this great concern. 14-year-old boy, actually, there was no place for him. I should have been in school. I wanted to go to school. And so I had the privilege later on of going back due to the fact I had a wonderful friend. He acted as a father to me. He had a son that was a drunkard, and he wanted him to get a college education, and the boy didn't. And so he helped me and got me a job. To tell the truth, I had to work. But I was able to go to college. And every year, though, I thought it would be my last year. I never thought God would ever see me through. I had very little faith. And then when I came to my last year, the depression had come. Many of you may be able to recall 1928 and 29. They were bad years. And I couldn't get a job. I'd had no money. And when I got my degree in the morning program, I went back to my room. I sat down on the bed. My roommate came in and said, "Mac, what in the world's the matter with you? You look like you lost your best friend." Well, I said, "I'm through." I said, "Here I've graduated from college. I can't go to seminary. I don't know what to do. I haven't a job. I'm going out in the morning and hitchhike a ride back up to where I lived in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's it. I'm through." And I had very little faith, as you can see. Well, a telephone rang, and they said it was for me, and I went down the hallway, and it was two dear ladies. That is, one of them was on the phone, of course, and she wanted to know if I could come by and see them that afternoon. They were with us. They owned a plantation down in Mississippi. They were really well-to-do folk. And so they said, "Could I come by?" I never dreamed what they had in mind, because they'd already given me a necktie for graduation. I thought that was it. Well, I went by there that afternoon, and when I went by, I went in. I knocked on the door and rang the doorbell. A maid came to the door, went in, sat down in the living room. And then in a minute, one of them came in, and they were dear little ladies. But they looked like they walked out of before the Civil War. They had one of these high collars on and a big cameo pin right out in front. Some of you ladies can remember that. That really takes you back. And they dressed like that. But they were lovely folk, and they were really well to do. So they came in, and we had a stilted conversation there for a minute or two, because very frankly, we talked about the weather, and we talked about me graduating, and they congratulated me. Then one of them said, "Well, I know that you want to get on your way, that you'll be leaving tomorrow." And so one of them got up and came over to me, and tears came down her eyes, and she handed me an envelope, and she says, "I'm giving you this in memory of my husband so that you can continue to go to school." And then she went and sat down. The other one got up, and she came over and handed me an envelope and said, "I'm giving you this in memory of my husband." And so after that, we had a little more conversation. I thanked them, and they said, "We know you want to go." So I got out of there as quickly as I could, and I went around the corner as quick as I could so I could open the envelopes. Nobody see me. I opened the first one. There was a check in it for $250. I opened the second one, and there was a check in it for $250. I wonder if any of you folk can remember how much $500 really was. During the Depression, I was a millionaire. That's what I was. And when I went back and told my roommate what had happened, he said, well, I guess now you can buy a bus ticket. I said, are you crazy? I'm going out and hitchhike because I'm going to arrive in Nashville with $500. And friends, another $100 was added to that from an unknown source. At least I didn't think I was going to get it. I taught in a Sunday school, and they'd had a banquet for me that night, a farewell banquet, and they gave me a check for $100. I had $600. That's what I went to seminary with the next year. And you know, that night at the banquet, somebody gave me this verse, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's been my life verse ever since. Now, will you look at that verse with me for just a moment here? He says, he will perform it. And he begins, however, by saying, being confident, it's really causative, since I am confident of this very thing. Paul knew what he was talking about. And he says that he that hath begun will perform. Now, the word for perform means carry through. He'll consummate it. And the day of Jesus Christ, you and I today are not living in the day of the Lord, and we're not living in the day of the Old Testament. We're not living in the day of the millennium, and we're not living in the day of eternity. We're living in the day of Jesus Christ that'll be consummated when he comes to take his church out of this world. And the Holy Spirit has sealed you and me until the day of redemption, Paul said. You will recall in Ephesians, this is it. And that until then, you can count on God to consummate. Whatever he intends for you, he's going to see it through. My friend, that's the most wonderful thing that I know of in the Bible. Now, will you look at that right now? Is this practical for you and me? Will you listen to me now very carefully? And I do not know who I'm talking to, and I do not know what your circumstance is. But I have a notion, I can say this and be accurate. God has brought you up to the present moment, hasn't he? Every one of you. Oh, I see everybody's saying yes. God has brought you up to this very moment, and you can say, thank God he's led me up to the present moment. Well, friends, why do you think he's going to let you down? You think now he's going to turn loose of you? I thought that. Oh, I went through college. I never enjoyed it. I never had joy because I never believed he could do it. I just went each year and, oh, my doleful, I graduated. Graduation was a happy experience for all others there. I could see these rich kids, their parents throwing their arms around them. Nobody there to throw arms around me. Don't misunderstand, I'm not whining, but I thought I was through. I thought that this is it. And I had a heavenly father that day that put his arm around me and he said, I'll see you through. Wonderful to have a heavenly father. And I want to say this to you today. That has been the comfort since I have had cancer in the lungs, to know I got a heavenly father. And he's a good doctor, too. He's a great physician. He said that whatever I've got in store for you, I'm going to see it through until the day of the rapture. So I'm in his hands. This is a great verse. Oh, I have held on to this in a dark night when the storm outside was just beating against my little bark, and I thought I was through. But he said, you're not. I'll not let you down. This is a great verse. Let's move on.